What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Self-Helpless Snacks, where we give you a little taste of the Self-Helpless podcast with some quick tips and inspo via a mini episode. I'm Delaney Fisher, and today I'm sharing a little snippet from a conversation I had with my sister-in-law, Olivia Mulford. Like many of us, Olivia's career trajectory was significantly impacted by the pandemic. She had just graduated college and moved to DC and was on this path of working in foreign policy, I think it would be considered. And now, years later, she's doing something completely different than anything she thought she'd be pursuing. She actually works in yachting. And yes, her job is just like that show Below Deck. And she's been working her way up the ranks as a deckhand, and then I think it's called a bosun, and so on. And at the time of our chat, which was about a year ago, I think she was either on one of the yachts that she worked on or in a different country somewhere. And the reason I wanted to share this part of the conversation is because Olivia mentions that she isn't someone who was ever super passionate or completely set on a specific job or career, but she was very clear on the kind of lifestyle she wanted for herself. And I know so many of us can feel pressure to have a lot figured out before we take action on something. We often feel like we have to know the exact job or profession we need to pursue. And if we don't know exactly what that is, we can feel like a failure or feel lost. And what's awesome is that your next step can actually be inspired by the kind of lifestyle and day-to-day you want for yourself. And whatever fits into that is something that you can develop passion around because it fuels the life that you want. So whether you're recently out of school or just joining the workforce or perhaps considering changing your career path after a good chunk of time doing whatever you've been doing, I hope this inspires you to look at what could be next for you a little differently. I think we can really be too focused on the job we think we need to have, you know, for whatever reason or societal pressures. And sometimes in turn, we neglect the life that we actually truly want. So let's flip that. And here's a bit of my chat with Olivia. How did all this come to be? Did you come out the womb wanting to be a yachty? How did this get on your radar? And what steps did you take to make it happen?
Yeah, I came out of the womb wanting to meet Andy Cohen and be on Below Deck.
Did you want to be a seafarer?
Yes, I did, darling. I went to university. I went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, go Badgers. I studied political science, and my goal was to be a Foreign Service officer at the State Department or work for the UN.
Like, so different.
So different from what I'm doing.
Yes.
So during COVID, I moved to DC to pursue my dreams of being a Foreign Service officer and a diplomat, you know?
Yeah.
And I moved to DC in October 2019. And well, actually, I worked at a SoulCycle as a front desk person.
Oh, okay. There we go.
That was my first job in DC. And then nice. I got an internship. And then came like February 2020. And I was like, I definitely don't want to work for a senator. So in February, I applied to be a flight attendant.
Oh, I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. What was the jump? What was the interest in being a flight attendant? What was the draw for you for that?
Yeah. So I was only in an internship and I'd been applying for field jobs and I wasn't really having any luck. And I was like, you know what? I just really want to travel. I love seeing new places. And I've always kind of wanted to be a flight attendant. I always thought it would be really cool.
Oh.
So I've applied for Emirates. I made it through, there's four rounds and I made it through two rounds. And then after the second round, they were not hiring anymore because of COVID. I could have been like living my best life in Dubai.
Yes.
Instead, I'm in a house in DC and I can't see anyone because we're in lockdown.
Right.
And I'm working from home.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
End of April 2020, I decided that I was just going to go home with my parents, then live in a house with five other people during COVID, and like I'm stuck in the city. Then I can at least have food cooked by my dad. Instead of
yeah, exactly. And that's basically like being a diplomat, right?
I was a diplomat to Rockford, Illinois from Washington,
love it.
D.C.
I also love the fact that your original idea was to be a flight attendant because you were interested in traveling, and now you're like a flight attendant of the sea. It's
exactly.
A very interesting kind of pivot or what it led to, because so many people go for the thing that they think that they want, and then they're kind of redirected to something else that might end up being a better fit or they weren't thinking about. So what were the steps after that? How did you get on that boat, girl?
I had a friend whose friend did, it's called an STCW, and it stands for, I couldn't tell you, safe training, I don't know.
It's about boat stuff?
It's a five-day course that you have to take, the base prerequisite to take to be in yachting.
Okay.
So this girl took it, and I was like, it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I should do that. And I'm very lucky that my parents are really supportive, and some friends, they told their parents they wanted to do yachting, and everyone was like, like, what is that? Like, why would you want to do that? What kind of money are you going to make from that?
Right.
And I brought it up to them. They're like, oh, you should get in contact with our cousin who like works with sailboats, works for an estate that has a bunch of sailboats in San Francisco.
Okay.
And he prepares them and keeps them maintained for the owners. So I got in contact with him. He got me in contact with a coworker who is actually in yachting. So in October, I flew down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I don't ever feel this way because I'm like quite independent. I travel by myself. I have no problem. I landed in Fort Lauderdale and I thought I was going to throw up because I didn't know anyone in Florida. I moved to DC, but I had a couple friends. And also you live in, they're like hostels kind of. They're called crew houses.
Okay.
So in Fort Lauderdale and Palma and Antibes, big yachting hubs, they have crew houses. So they're exactly like hostels, like bunk beds with a kitchen and bathrooms and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I moved to this hostel, took my STCW class, and that was 2.5 years ago. And I'm still doing it.
Where has this career taken you? What parts of the world have you been able to see?
I've done the Bahamas lots of times. I'm like so over the Bahamas. Oh my God.
I've also done the Bahamas, actually. I worked, stand up on a cruise ship. So I worked a boat on the Bahamas too. We were just doing very different things.
I'm still on a boat.
We still worked on a boat at some point.
Yeah. So I've been to the Bahamas, the British and US Virgin Islands.
Nice.
This summer I've done Spain, Italy, France, Montenegro, Croatia.
Jeez.
I think that's it. And then on top of that, on my time off here, being in Europe on my own, I went to Egypt, Turkey, and Portugal.
Oh my gosh. That is
I've been to Monaco now too.
Yeah. You've been all over the freaking place.
I do sometimes like, you have this like extravagant idea of having an eat, pray, love trip on your own or something. Yes. And like some days it's really nice to be by yourself. And then some days you get like, I guess I'll just go out and have a drink by myself. I have no friends. Yeah. But I think it's really nice and important to stay at hostels because you meet so many people.
Yes.
And when I was in Turkey, I stayed at this hostel in Istanbul and I met an amazing group of people and we went out and did all the touristy things and it was really awesome. And it gives you kind of an insight to yourself. I think it does like give you a sense of what you like, what you don't like, what you want to do.
Yeah.
You don't have anyone to answer to.
Yeah. It's like complete freedom, isn't it? Yeah,
going to sound myself or anything because I have a lot of finding to do.
That'll take a lifetime. I don't think we ever find ourselves. Ourselves just keeps changing and we try to catch up after it. You know, it's always evolving. So when you made that transition, you realized, wait a minute, I thought this is what I wanted when you went to DC, right? I thought I wanted to work in this field and all that stuff. And maybe you weren't enjoying it so much and you had to pivot, not only for not liking it, but because of COVID reasons. Do you think if COVID did not happen, you would have just stuck it out and been kind of unhappy going down this path that you originally sought out? Was it hard to pit? Did you like have to grieve this idea that you thought you were going to do this thing for so long and then you didn't actually want to? What were those feelings that were coming up for you at that time?
I don't know if it was grieving, but I think I would have found my niche within the area of expertise. Maybe instead of foreign service officer, because even like later I was leaning towards working with refugees. So I took three and a half years of Arabic at school. So I wanted to work with refugees. I thought like working for the UNHCR, doing something that's good, that can help people.
Yeah.
I think I would have found what made me happy. And whether I definitely could say it was not going to be working on the Hill, because I also wanted to travel like with work. Yeah. And that's also why I kind of looked at foreign service officer or even like FBI, CIA, because that allows you to go places and see new cultures and meet new people. But I think I didn't grieve about it because my heart was like never really, I never had like a passion for, I wasn't like, oh, I want to be a doctor or, oh my God, I want to work for the FBI.
Yeah.
It was just something that I thought maybe that I was interested in. So I didn't really have this affinity towards one thing or another. So I didn't really feel that way.
I think it's very interesting that your passion for travel kind of opened up all these different ideas for you. So maybe you kind of mentioned like you were never passionate about, I gotta be a lawyer, I gotta be a doctor, I gotta be this. But this passion that travel, you wanted it to be part of your job, led you down a lot of these different paths or options. And so many people tuning in right now are like, I'm having a hard time piecing together the patterns of what I like. I feel all over the place. I don't know what to do. But I think what you said is really important because the fact that you want to travel the world could be the key that unlocks your next steps. That could be enough for you to take action in a certain direction. For example, like I know that I don't want my job to be traveling the world at all. And so that is, everybody has a unique kind of dream or driving force. And I think that's really important that you may have not known the exact type of profession or something, but you did have something that you were working toward. I think that's going to help a lot of people tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and other goodies at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you left an iTunes review, shared this episode with a friend, or post about it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say hi. Thanks, everyone.